What is up, Still Studyins? It's your host, Jeremy, here with another study session on this beautiful Tuesday, July 20th, 2021, and a beautiful day it is. And you know what I'm talking about. We have great news here today for the Pittsburgh Steelers organization. A drum that I've been beating all offseason is finally heated, and the team has added outside linebacker depth. We'll get into that in a moment, but first, just want to take this opportunity to say thank you, much gratitude to you for reading my work on the Still Study, for listening to the study sessions, for listening to the Still Study podcast. It means everything to me, and I'm truly appreciative. I would love to hear from you. Please send me your questions. We'll cover them on a show. You can reach me at thestillstudy@gmail.com. And please follow me on Twitter at stillstudy. And again, gratitude to you for reading, supporting, and sharing the work with your family and friends. But the big news of Monday, and we're going to bang that drum today. Your Pittsburgh Steelers sign outside linebacker, edge rusher, Melvin Ingram III. It's beautiful. I've talked all offseason about how important it was for this team to have quality depth at the outside linebacker position. And that is no knock against Alex Highsmith. TJ Watt is one of the best edge rushers, outside linebackers in the NFL, if not the best. Alex Highsmith has yet to prove he could serve that role in a high caliber capacity. He's going to get that opportunity this season. But the question that I did raise is that in the event of an injury, you cannot put your faith, your full stock, in one Cassius Marsh, Quincy Roche, or one of the undrafted rookie free agents. And that's not being critical of Roche or Calvin Bundage or Jamar Watson. They're young. They need the time to develop. Is it critical of Cassius Marsh? Yes. Again, much respect for Marsh's game, his perseverance and stick-to-itiveness to stay in the NFL as long as he has. And again, there still may be a place for him on the Steelers roster, but they needed a talented third outside backer to be in that rotation to keep those linebackers fresh, but also to be there in the event of an injury. And that's what Melvin Ingram does. And oh yeah, dude is talented. Dude is super talented. Came into the league in 2012. He has 49 total sacks up to this point. He didn't have any sacks in 2020. He was battling some injuries. He was selected to the Pro Bowl 3 times. And his highest sack total over his career occurred twice. The first time was in 2015. He had 10.5 sacks. Then again in 2017, he had 10.5 sacks. So again, he has proven that he can pressure the quarterback. He's also had 70 tackles for loss over his career and 108 quarterback hits. And this player is going to be on the Pittsburgh Steelers roster. Again, he gives the Steelers so many more options now at that outside backer position. And he's better against the run than Marsh is. And we saw against the Browns what Marsh's game is in stopping the run. and it's less than desirable. So Ingram is going to bring that element as well. But now, even not even thinking about the depth component of this, but just in terms of packages, could there be a package where you have Highsmith, Watt, and Ingram on the field? It gives you flexibility to where maybe Highsmith and Ingram are interchangeable. And if Ingram is spelling Watt, it's not as much of a drop-off as it would be if it were to go to Marsh. So again, this is a big, big deal for the team. In terms of the contract, we don't know exactly what the terms of the agreement are. We do know that it's a one-year deal. Background on Ingram. He was a first-round selection in 2012, the 18th overall pick out of South Carolina. Measures in at 6'2", 247. 32 years of age. A little older for an outside backer for what the Steelers tend to bring in terms of free agency. But again, it just shows the need that was there that exists in terms of that edge position for the Pittsburgh Steelers. Going back to his college days, he played under Steve Spurrier. And he played linebacker, but he switched over to DN. And it was in his junior year when he led the team with 9 sacks. And then his senior year, he had 10 sacks and really garnered the notoriety that propelled him into the first round. And his efforts in college helped to push his team into a top 5 ranking in college football. And he was recognized as a consensus All-American. So again, Ingram is super talented. He's nearing the tail end of his career. He's not going to give you what he did when he was 26, 27, 28, but the Steelers are not expecting him to be that every down guy. They're expecting him to be the guy that steps into the rotation. He's that third outside backer who's bringing the pressure. And this is a perfect signing for that specific need. I'm ecstatic. This is great. This is a big deal for the Steelers. Now, there's speculation. The talk is heating up that they're going to try to land Malik Hooker and build on some of that safety depth. But maybe I'm getting a little too carried away and reading too much into the Twitter machine at this moment. But as of today, July 20th, on this episode 55 of the study session, I always say life is good in the black and gold. Life is even better in the black and gold today because your Pittsburgh Steelers just got better. This defense just got better because they needed to build that depth at outside backer, and they did just that. And with that, studyins, this concludes episode number 55 of the study session. I'm your host, Jeremy. Again, so grateful to be with you. So fired up, ecstatic, pumped up today that Melvin Ingram is now a Pittsburgh Steeler. I'm glad I get to celebrate this with you. Let's get this training camp going, man. Drop me a line at thestillstudy@gmail.com. Follow the study at stillstudy. and especially on a day like today. Remember, not everybody is a Pittsburgh Steelers fan, but you most certainly are. Let's go, baby. Melvin Ingram's a Pittsburgh Steeler. Peace.